Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The evening in Israel brings a cool breeze across Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Haifa enjoys a comfortable night, while Eilut stays warm with clear skies. Ideal weather for a stroll if you're in the region. Here are today's headlines. First, four settlers who attacked a CNN crew in the West Bank are now under arrest by Israel police, according to the Jerusalem Post, in reporting from earlier today. Also, the IDF braces for an extended presence in Lebanon as Hezbollah regroups under a ceasefire. Ynet reported this development earlier today. Also this hour, ex-minister Chili Tropper has stated that he will absolutely not assist Netanyahu in forming a government. The Times of Israel shared this update in the past hour. Separately, an Iranian newspaper has released a hit list naming Trump and Netanyahu. This story comes to us from I-24 News from earlier this hour. And finally, UK Jewish groups are voicing concern over Andy Burnham, likely Britain's next prime minister, as he criticizes Israel over Gaza. This story was reported by Forward in earlier reporting today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Israel's foreign ministry, in a post just minutes ago, accused Iran of inciting violence against democratic leaders, highlighting the regime's past violence against its own citizens. Hussein Abdul Hussein praised Christian leader Gea Gea for his patriotic stance distinguishing between Lebanese Shia and Hezbollah, posting just 19 minutes ago. Middle East 24, in a post from earlier today, speculated that the UAE might be behind a covert strike in southern Iran, reflecting dissatisfaction with Iran. Let's go deeper, starting with the arrests in the West Bank. The Jerusalem Post reports that the incident involved a CNN crew covering the one-year anniversary of Saif Musalet's death. Musalet, a Palestinian-American, was killed last year by Israeli settlers. The arrests signal Israel's commitment to addressing violence against journalists and maintaining order. Turning to Lebanon, Ynet reveals that despite a wave of strikes, the IDF has no plans to withdraw. Hezbollah's regrouping under a ceasefire suggests a tense calm. The IDF's extended presence indicates Israel's focus on regional security and stability. Meanwhile, former minister Chili Tropper has distanced himself from Netanyahu's government formation efforts. The Times of Israel notes his refusal to join coalitions with Arab or Haredi parties. This move highlights the ongoing political divisions within Israel, impacting future coalition dynamics. In related news, I-24 News highlights the Iranian newspaper's hit list naming Trump and Netanyahu. This publication follows heightened tensions between Iran and Western nations. It underscores the ongoing threats faced by international leaders and could influence diplomatic relations. Finally, Forward reports that Andy Burnham's criticism of Israel has raised concerns among UK Jewish groups. As Burnham is poised to become the next UK Prime Minister, his stance could affect UK-Israel relations, especially regarding the Gaza conflict. Turning to business and markets. First, U.S. strikes on Iran raise the possibility of increased military activity at Ben-Gurion Airport. CTEC reports that Israeli officials are evaluating the airport's capacity for additional U.S. planes. Separately, despite rising tensions in the Gulf, markets remain unexpectedly calm. Israel Hayom Business explains that stock market declines, rising oil prices, and a stronger dollar are notable, yet investors show resilience. And finally, Bank of Israel Governor Yaron emphasizes that the interest rate forecast isn't definitive. Speaking to Globes, he pointed out the geopolitical risks that could impact future economic decisions. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 1 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.